Good morning, I'm Roy Goodman. When asked about my beliefs, I usually reply, I am an atheist, which is how I have defined my religious views pretty much since I gave up on Judaism when I was about 16 years old. And this definition has worked just fine for me until a few months ago, when Kathy and I led a workshop here on defining our own personal theology. The big question that came out of those discussions went something like this. Okay, you know what you don't believe. What is it that you do believe? The word atheist means having no God. So what do I have? One thing I do know is that whatever word we use, atheist, Christian, Jew, humanist, Buddhist, God, Spirit of Life, Mother Earth, whatever, we are the ones who create it, define it, and constrain it. Do we even need a single all-encompassing word or phrase that contains all of it? I don't know. Whether I'm looking up at the heavens or wandering through the vast, open, and strange landscape of Southern California's desert, or sitting on a high cliff watching and listening to the breakers crashing on a rocky beach in my native South Africa, or lying beside a cool mountain lake, or bird watching in my backyard, I'm always in awe of the beauty and mystery around me. Not being a scientist, I do not know the details of how all this works. Sure, I understand something of ocean currents and tides, expansion of gases, cooling and heating of the planet, but it is enough to know that much is known, and that if I had the inclination and the time, I too could possibly know most of those things, or many of those things. So if I could know how all these things work, how they interact and change, what do I believe? Because, of course, belief is based on not knowing. How can one describe a poem? One could recount its physical attributes, the words used, the images, the structure, rhythm, the duration, the sound. One could talk about the emotions that are conjured up, fear, anguish, hope, love. But to describe the mechanism of human response to the poem is not possible. Nor is it possible to know why different people have different responses to the same poem. The more you analyze it, the more it falls apart. I believe in that uncertain substance that makes the sum greater than the parts. 40 years ago, I graduated with a degree in art history. I had started the program in love with art. By the middle of my senior year, I could not even bring myself to walk into an art gallery. The overanalysis, the academic pronouncements around the minutiae of every dab of paint, every gouge of the sculptor's chisel, every symbol depicted, had turned me off. My receptors had been jammed. It took several years before I ventured back into a museum. Fortunately, I found again that uncertain and transforming dimension that inhabits places and things of both natural and human creation. What is that stuff that we UUs call the interconnected web of all existence? We can't define it or even describe it. We can only get a sense of how it manifests itself in so many different ways, whether in a personal relationship, or the empathy we feel for those in need, or the exhilaration of being out in some remote place. So what do I believe? I believe in the connecting space between, in relationship. It's what holds the universe together. And if I don't really know what to call it, that's okay.